Well, Don, I didn't know what to expect. I watched the trailer for the movie. It certainly piqued my interest, but I was not prepared for the power and the beauty of this movie. This is it's really a remarkable motion picture.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for watching it, for saying that.
And, well, right from the title, A Place in the Field has a whole lot of different meanings in this story.
Yes, it does. I love a good title with some multiple meanings. So it does. A lot of meaning and symbolism throughout this whole movie.
Well, you play the character of Gio, a veteran who, well, safe to say, is a man dealing with a lot of pain and trying to figure out how he fits into the world he's returned to.
Yeah, I think that's really fair to say. I think although we use the vehicle of veterans, I think men and women searching for purpose or meaning in a world today is, I think that's kind of a universal thing that we wanted to tackle. And people struggle with PTSD, people struggle with trauma. And so, you know, this is told through the lens of a veteran, but I think it has a lot of universal themes that we were excited to kind of talk about.
And Gio goes on a road trip, and it becomes a road picture in many ways and to such a beautiful part of this country. But along the way, the realization of Gio trying to keep that promise that he made to a dear friend.
Yes, this is a road trip story. I love road trip films. I think they're the best. I think they're the best vehicle for storytelling, no pun intended. And there was a lot of influence from Easy Rider in this film, which is one of my favorite films. And yeah, it's a story about a guy who gets his buddy's ashes, and he's going to fulfill this last wish of his friend. They're going to drive across the American Southwest, and he's going to lay his friend to rest.
And so many powerful moments in the movie. I love the line, and to me it sums up so much of the story. Bad people don't struggle with the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was when that line came out on my fingertips and I was typing on the computer, I was like, oh, I think that's something. And it's resonated with a lot of people. And I mean, it makes sense to me. I feel like Gio feels like he's this bad guy because he made choices in his life and he made decisions in his life that ultimately aren't his to bear. And you know, his friend, I think, kind of eases him a little bit when he says, you know, you're not a bad guy.
So you not only play Gio in the film, but you co-wrote, you produced the movie as well. How did the story come to you?
Well, this was a grassroots kind of independent film with me and a group of friends. Lionsgate is the distributor, and we are beside ourselves that a major studio found the film and decided to distribute it for us and really champion it. But it came out of a bunch of guys with a camera. Driving around Central California trying to figure out what they wanted to do, and the pandemic hit and we all sat down and wrote like madmen. And it wasn't very typical, but we started writing in March and we were shooting in July of 2020, which is very fast.
We're talking with Don DePetta. His new film is A Place in the Field. It's streaming now from Lionsgate Films. And that trip and that part of the Southwest, my God, it's such beautiful country and some remarkable scenes. First of all, the cast, everybody to a person is so good in this and so believable that, you know, I forget I'm watching actors. When you arrive, you get picked up while you're hitchhiking. And I'm thinking, these are real people. These are not actors.
I think one of the good things I'll say about this film is there's a lot of up and coming talent in this film. So people aren't very familiar with a lot of the faces. I think that lends itself to its believability. You feel like you're just watching people along a road trip. There are some, I'm not going to lie, we met some interesting characters along the way, and if we could, we'd put them in the film. There's a guy that is playing guitar in one of the scenes, and funny enough, our car broke down, our picture car broke down, and we got towed to a mechanic shop, and that guy lived across the street from a mechanic shop and would sit out in his driveway and play guitar and blast it out at nobody all day long. And so when we found, you know, we found these rich characters, I mean, that's just, it just felt like Americana. And we were like, oh, we got to put that in the movie.
Well, and I think my favorite scene in the whole film is, the scene involving some horse therapy. And my goodness, from the horse trainer, who was absolutely brilliant, but that horse, that I was so moved by the soulfulness of that horse.
We wanted to show a lot of different options that there are for veteran therapy and PTSD therapy, and equine therapy is one of these things that is out there now, and I think it's accessible, and I think it's really helpful. Yost is the trainer. That scene, that was real. He was not an actor. That was a real man, a real conversation. It was a real therapy session because, before he goes, hey, I'm not an actor. I don't know how to act. I'm not going to memorize any lines. He goes, but if you want to do a therapy session, you guys can film the therapy session. And so out of that came that scene. It's been pretty powerful, and the response or the reaction to that scene has been wonderful.
Well, and this whole story is so powerful and so poignant. And again, yeah, it's about veterans, but it's about anybody who's trying to deal with the past and put pain in its proper perspective and accept themselves. And then to find out that it was directed by a woman, kudos to Nikki. Is it Mejia? Oh, what a wonderful job. Oh, my God, it's brilliant direction.
She is. Oh, well, thank you. I'm going to tell you said that she is a powerhouse, and she is an up-and-coming director here in Hollywood. I think she's going to be a household name very soon. She's already got her next few movies lined up from this one, but she's had some experience in her life, and I think one of the wonderful things about A Place in the Field and what makes it stand out is this is a very male dominated subject of veterans and PTSD, but this is told through the voice and the lens of women. Our directors, a female cinematographer, production designer, producers, top to bottom, there are women all over this film, and I think it really helps and lends itself to the story we were trying to tell.
Got to say, too, the music is great. It ties everything together so perfectly.
Alain Amiel, our composer, we would, Nicole and myself would sit with him in his studio. Nicole would direct him, and he would organically come up with these pieces. And this was a top to bottom, just a really collaborative, really creative process for making a movie. I'm not sure it's a very common one. Like I said, we made this outside of the studio system. And it was just a group of passionate people. We didn't know that this was going to land anywhere. We didn't know that people were going to be able to see it all over the country. We're so happy that they are. That was always the goal. But it was kind of like, we're just going to do our best that we can creatively for us. And if people are able to see it, that's amazing.
And I know you did a limited theatrical release tied into Veterans Day, but now it's out there for streaming. And that's got to be so great, as you said, to have that opportunity for so many people to see this film and let it spread through word of mouth.
It's been pretty surreal. Yes, word of mouth's a great way. It's been word of mouth, and it's been a lot of, like, different radio promotions and just anything we can do. There's not a lot of money behind the movie. There's not a lot of money in the movie, but we think it has a great message and it's a great story. And so we'd love the word of mouth, and we'd love people to share it and talk about it, tell their friends, and rent the movie. It's available on Apple TV, Amazon Prime, Google Play, YouTube, on demand with your cable service provider. Pretty much anywhere anybody can rent or buy a film, you can check out A Place in the Field.
There's also a fair amount of humor in the film, and some of my favorite scenes are Gio and his friend and a little friendly competition. And I was admiring your baseball swing, and then I did a little research, and you played some minor league ball. What, the St. Paul Saints?
I did myself, and then my co-star Corey Ellis is terrific in the film. He was a semi-professional golfer, so we both had a little bit of a background, and we wanted to come up with a game. It's based on a baseball game that a lot of pitchers play called Fungo Golf, where they they walk around the field and hit baseballs at different targets. And so we just wanted to do something playful and creative that, that was close to both of us, and that we thought, hey, maybe these guys did this while they were hanging around base, or whenever they had their free time, they would go do this together. So, yeah, different life, play baseball, and now we're out in Los Angeles trying to make films.
Well, as a former high school baseball coach, I was impressed with your skills.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. It means a lot.
You've been a busy guy. You were in the Oscar winner Green Book. You also did a terrific movie with a friend of our show, A Special Unit, with Christopher Titus.
Oh, yeah. Titus is the man. What a good dude. I really love him. And Green Book was an incredible experience. Just to be on set with Viggo Mortensen and Mahershala Ali, those guys are just, those guys are Oscar that's Oscar talent right there. And so to be able to learn from them and watch those guys work together was a masterclass on acting.
And you're doing some stand-up comedy as well.
I am doing a bit of everything until we can pay the rent. I grew up in a comedy club in Atlanta. My pops owned a comedy club, and so it's always been close to my heart. And I love being able to travel the country, make people laugh, and meet people. It's a fun job.
The film is called The Place in the Field. It is streaming everywhere. It really is a remarkable film, Don. Congratulations to you and everybody involved in this. I loved it. I'm going to make plans to watch it with some friends so they get a chance to see it too. And I sure hope it reaches a lot of people because it needs to. It's a wonderful story.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.